There is a known concept that is brought by Chazal that every Jew is given the ability to obtain the same schar as his fellow. The fact that one individual may be an Eloi and another person a simpleton, each receives schar according to his level. The question for the Rav is, how is this concept understood with the fact that a tzaddik who published many svarim will be getting endless schar after his death from people learning his Torah, as opposed to the simple yid who wasn't able to write svarim? How do we understand that they get the same amount of schar for their efforts on this world based on the outcome above? Anonymous in the USA. It's not just a question of schar. It's a question of what is expected from the person. And therefore, the person who has a greater potential and even gets more reward because he uses that potential, whatever, but also gets punished more if he doesn't use out all the potential. And the person who doesn't have the potential can get schar for doing his little potential and affecting other people by not writing svarim, but affecting someone in a different way. And his schar also will be over generations, and he is not held responsible as much as the first person. So in the end, it all evens out.